catch it before it catches you.
vertellingen moesten liegen over hun verblijf. Een camping waar corona uitgebroken was. Wat je daarvan vond aan het eind. Met die fascistische touch erin. Wat was dat ook alweer? Je weet nog wel. Anders speel ik hem even terug. Luister.
You Dan roep ik nu naar voren, tot slot, de heer Dalla Koglu, verenigd algemene inspreekhalfuur. Chair in Social Anthropology van de Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. En u gaat spreken over de Soul of Amsterdam, heb ik begrepen. Gaat u gang.
Hallo. I'm afraid I'm the newly appointed professor of social anthropology, so my talk will be in English. There's a Dutch version circulated. According to the World Real Estate Bubble Index, Amsterdam is ranked 5th in the world. The last 3 years, the average price increase in real estate exceeds 10%. Meanwhile, the number of speculative investors who buy properties to let in our city have been doubled in less than a decade. This phenomenon is gradually pricing out the people of the city, pushing them farther and farther out of its core. 15 years ago, the city was a vivid cell of social and cultural activity, and pretentious public spaces, open spaces, green spaces, community gardens, as we saw earlier today, libraries, squats, free places, small live music venues and inexpensive cafes, independent artists and craftsmen, colorful minority neighborhoods, small independent businesses, students and alternative thinking types of all descriptions were giving the rhythm and the character of the city, and they were its spirit, making our city different than any other global city. Today, skyscrapers and other buildings are replacing green and open spaces. The small shops are being replaced by big chains. Free places have been kicked violently out by the police out of their homes and have been replaced by Airbnb apartments for weekend travelers. Minorities are segregated and gradually displaced out of certain parts of the city and the core of its daily life. Makelaars, landlords who do not live in their properties, funda, Airbnb management companies, tourist agents and mortgage officers are controlling slowly the city's spaces and our urban rhythms. Our city gradually is becoming a gentrified bubble where there is less and less space for the alternative non-commercialized and out-of-the-box ways of life that in fact made up the city what it is in the first place. Our city authorities are entering into negotiation with IDM Freiplatz with an attitude as if they are making a favor to the squatters. Yet, it is the other way around. The city owes its reputation and attractiveness, its character and its allure to the free spirit, the community, cultural and political activities of free places, which are disseminated in the entire city, maintaining its spirit alive. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you prefer English?
I would prefer questions in English.
how them a look for. Walk late at night, no one trouble I. Walk late at night, cause I man free. Militant law, a who him a look for. Judgment law, a who him a sentence.
Yeah. Shemagasanghavimadandaramandalahangadadevamavasamaneh Моня саван сихали водала мандату сурахал таму заде зурхантарня ради сала рая мала мама не ватме ха рая мала мама не ватме ха морахам машен суратале моня сада воло Дамде дале ламада мургае, моя саман сикале вода ламанда туко, сорана алта музаде зоркан таранья раде сала, арая вала лома небат меха, арая вала лома небат меха. Ураганту вя дельке де лузе хата хоршоша, Медаменю да ларюса, мамке мурагал хуртажа, Морьо саван сичкале, водала манда туко, Зураван алта музаге, зурган таранья раде сала, Yeah. Yes, I'm